Hey there, travelers. I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you're listening to another episode of The Happy Traveler, where we discuss travel healthcare professionals and this industry. So today we have a very exciting guest because this is something brand new for us that we're doing. So we have a partnership with Nursing CE, and we are going to get into who they are, what they do, what services they provide, and how to find them in just a little bit. But we have a representative from them who is also an APRN and DMP. So her name is Katrin Moskowitz, and we are so, so excited to have her on the podcast. And we're going to basically be discussing everything Nursing CE, as well as what she's up to and what she thinks of our platform. And we just have a whole bunch of stuff to discuss with this partnership. So we're super excited. So Katrin, thank you so much for coming on. Do you just want to start off with a brief little introduction and then just kind of tell us about you, you know, hobbies, where you're from, how long you've been a nurse, stuff like that?
Sure thing. Thank you so much, by the way, for having me. Like Kelly said, my name is Katrin Moskowitz. I live in the northwest corner of Connecticut, but actually was born and raised in Germany. I came here in 1991 when I was 11 years old. My husband is from Connecticut, and that's how I ended up here. I have been a nurse for, 12 years now. I went on to pursue the rest of my schooling pretty much in succession. So I've been a family nurse practitioner for about 6 years with a focus on federally qualified health center and working really in community health with a focus on individuals who have opiate addictions and those who are going through the process of transitioning. I had a lot of transgendered patients. And I've been a doctorate of nursing practice for about 4 years. I decided to go ahead and pursue that just because I wanted to learn about how clinical practice was going to become more innovative and really where I, as a practitioner, could be a voice in having that change be what we need it to be in our community. And then as of about 4 months ago, I just finished my post-master's psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner program. And that meant that approximately 2 weeks ago, I had a big transition in my job. So I am currently the director of nursing for Wellmore Behavioral Health. And I'm also working as a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner in that community, mostly with the pediatric population, but also a few hours a week with the opiate-addicted adults. So it's a very exciting transition for me. I've been a perpetual student for a very long time, but really am excited about the various backgrounds and kind of experiences that I've had within my nursing career.
Sure. Well, that's all super impressive, and I am really honored to have you on the podcast. That's super exciting. I am also pursuing my DMP right now, so I am not nearly as close to having it as long as you've had yours, but I'm really excited, and I feel very similarly in pursuing education, and we just have that in common, and that's really cool. Do you remember what made you choose nursing in the very first place?
You know, I was thinking about that earlier, and when I was in high school, I wanted to become a nurse. I wanted to help people, and I know that that's kind of, you know, that commonplace thing, you know, I want to save the world, I want to help people, but I really did. My mom got sick when I was a senior in high school. I had already been accepted into a nursing program, and I had to not go because my mom was sick and I took care of her. And then, you know, family life came first. So I did kind of everything backwards. I had a family first and then went back and became an EMT and always just wanted to do a little bit more. So, you know, dropping off patients in the ER off the ambulance just wasn't enough for me. And I found a local program that was through community college and it just worked really well with my family life and, you know, just started off from there.
Awesome. Well, that's great. That's a cool story. We have a pretty awesome partnership with Nursing CE, and that's how you and I were able to hook up and make this podcast work. And I just absolutely adore the women over there and the ones that I've been communicating with. And I'm sure the rest of their staff is fantastic as well. But I, of course, know, and our partnership has kind of taken off and blossomed for all of our Wanderly users. But just from your perspective, because that's you are the person that's representing them today on the podcast, will you explain for the audience what is Nursing CE? How did you hear about them and how you are involved with them?
Absolutely. So NursingCE.com is an online destination that helps nurses who really want to make sure that they're maintaining their commitment to excellence in nursing and also having to meet their licensure requirements based on their state. And they've just kind of made this platform where they've taken kind of the hardship of trying to figure out where you're going to get your CE credits based on your state and put it into one little spot so that people can access them, look at their state and see what their requirements are and just complete a bundle so that they're making sure that their licensure and, you know, again, just making sure that their education is kept up to date. And they're really working hard on making that a platform that is really simple to access and just really kind of taking out the burden of having to complete those CEs.
Yeah, that's so nice. So how are you exactly involved with them, or did you just use the platform, or how did you get involved with the women over there that are running the leadership that we get to work with?
So a little bit of both. I actually utilized the platform to get some information about CEs that I needed, not for my state, because I happen to be in a state that doesn't require CEs for licensure renewal, but definitely for my recent renewal for my ANP for my nurse practitioner. So, you know, anybody that's going through that process kind of knows that there's certain pharmacology hours and certain things that you have to do. And when you're in that crunch and that bind, that's a really great place to look for. And then I noticed that they were looking for individuals to help write some of those CE credits, and that's really how I became involved and just recently completed a large CE required module for one of the states in regards to the LGBTQ community.
Oh, that is so cool. Well, I've just absolutely loved working with them. Sanira and Allison are the two over there that are just, I'll give them a quick little shout out because we've just worked so closely with them, and They're really spectacular. And then what they've been able to do and be able to provide for our profession, especially just with ease and the ways that their services work, especially for, you know, super busy nurses, it's just, I think it's really great. So we're super pumped that they've partnered with Wanderly and our users can now take advantage and have access to them as well as their benefits. It's just been, it's been super exciting, and we're really grateful for this partnership. And I was just going to ask you too, how did you hear about Wanderly, or did you, and what do you think about our platform?
So I actually heard about Wanderly through nursing CE. You know, because I did everything backwards in life, I would have loved to have been a travel nurse. And unfortunately, because I had a family, that really wasn't in the cards. Maybe when my last child goes off to college, I might do that as a nurse practitioner. But I, you know, was able to look at the platform and kind of visit it this week. And how exciting for you just to be able to go on and see. I was really impressed by your guys' transparency, especially in regards to things like pay and hospital size and, you know, understanding what is really included in a travel assignment. So I'm really excited for any of my friends who want to become a travel nurse to really, you know, send them over to Wanderly, because I think it's a really awesome, easy, friendly, comprehensive platform for anybody that's interested in travel nursing.
Well, great. Thank you so much. You mentioned a lot of the things that we have really tried to improve in the industry. So that makes me so happy that that messaging is clear, because that's my job. So thank you for saying that. That's really great. Those are all the things we're really trying to improve and the enhancements that we're really proud of. So that's great. You were talking about travel nursing too, and possibly it being something for you in the future. Mm-hmm. I've heard a ton about travel nursing now becoming something for people to avoid nurse burnout. Do you think that that's even ever a concern for you? Would you ever consider traveling to kind of just start fresh and get a new idea? Or do you think that that's just something that maybe only a few people that applies to?
You know, I think it really depends on where someone is working. You know, I think burnout is very different for every individual. You know, for some individuals, it has to do with patient assignments and the amount of patients that they're taking care of. Sometimes it has to do with environment. So if someone is working in a really rural environment, or vice versa, working more in a city environment and they want to go back out to be more rural. You know, I think there's, you know, alternate stressors with travel nursing. I'm sure that, you know, it takes time to be able to find that perfect balance of going to a new place every so often and having to learn new systems and new people and new environments and things like that. But I think for, you know, people who feel like that they might be burnt out, or even for people who just don't know where life is going to take them, you know, travel nursing is a great way to just experience different places, people, environments, and even facilities to try to really figure out where they may end up in life.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, and that we do hear that a lot from various travelers. And, you know, people I think too can use travel nursing in their experienced veteran years of nursing, we'll say. And then they also, I think a lot of, you know, the younger nurses like to use it as, you know, just this kind of way to travel, this wanderlust type of mentality, this adventure mentality that I think a lot of the, you know, 20 somethings have for them as well. And so there were, I think it really can be an outlet for a lot of different, you know, pathways of nursing and people who have different, you know, maybe career ideas or goals for what their future holds in nursing. So I'm so happy to hear that you're possibly thinking about it. But I know we've talked too about nursing CE. So that's kind of the focus for me on this podcast, is just really making sure that people, you know, understand everything about nursing CE that you and I can possibly convey to them. So I wanted to ask you, what has been your favorite part of your nursing CE experience?
The ability to become organized in keeping track of my CEs. And, you know, again, I think for other individuals, it's taking the focus off of trying to figure out, you know, what state laws and deadlines and CE credits that they need, and just kind of putting it, you know, into a nice, easy place to access, and then also organizing it. So for instance, for myself, you know, now that I'm dual certified, I have two different organizations that I have to certify for in the future, both AANP and ANCC. And so this is a really great place for me to be able to start working on all of those CEs and have them stored in a place that I can access easily in 5 years when I need to renew yet again.
Sure. What do you think makes nursing CE unique? Because there are places that people can get hours. I get some through my school. I know there's different outlets out there. We obviously want people to know nursing CE, and we think that it's absolutely one of the best. So what do you think makes them unique? Why should people run to nursing CE right now and sign up?
They really try to make it not just about, you know, pushing content towards their readers or towards their subscribers. They really try to make it fun and interesting. I think that it's really great that they're accessing other nurses who have experience in the different CE places and kind of can speak from their heart and really create these CEs from experience. You know, we can all read modules and we can all complete things through magazines or through different journals. But when you know that someone who has actually experienced the content that is being written about in those CEs, you really feel that, and it makes it less, you know, of, you know, homework, and makes it more like a way to have fun and really make it interesting and make it that your clinical practice or even the patients that you are taking care of so much easier.
Yes, absolutely. And I love that you mentioned the organization too of it. When I signed up and made my account with Nursing CE, the organization and the ease, the way that it's accessible and the way that it's organized on the actual platform is really, really easy and consistent. So I think that's really important to know. Do you know any new updates that people may not know about Nursing CE?
So I think one of the things that people should know who may not be aware of nursing CE at all is that it's not just about registered nurses. Nurse practitioners can go on there. LPNs can go on there. They're also working on some courses soon for CNAs and also some additional courses for CCMs or chronic case managers. You know, they're all accredited, which is also really great. And with the new modules that are coming for the CCMs, they are also going to be pre-approved by the Commission for Case Manager Certification. So again, these are all continuing education modules that you know that you're going to complete and that will count towards your renewals.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I love that so much. Well, I can't even understand why anyone wouldn't want to just like run over there right now and sign up. It's so exciting. We have so many of our ambassadors too with Wanderly that have signed up with Nursing CE and just have nothing but rave reviews. It's really an exciting partnership for us. And for me, especially being a nurse, knowing that I have, you know, a wonderful hub and location that I can go to for those continuing ed just makes it so much easier and just so much less of a worry, because every time renewal comes around and you just have all of those hours to complete, whether you have any of them or some of them even done, having a place to go that's that easy, that accessible, that quick, and like you said, fun and interesting and entertaining, it just really makes it simple. So they're really doing this industry such a service, and we're honored to be a part of it. If you could improve the healthcare industry over the next 2 years, What would you do to improve it, and what would you keep? And I wanted to ask you this because you are a DNP, so you have your doctorate in nursing. If we didn't explain that earlier, that's what that means. Because I think that you have such a unique perspective as an advanced practice registered nurse, being able to improve it on such a larger scale, I think, because you also have maybe more of a voice or more of an advocacy role, and also just more responsibilities in our industry. So what would you improve, and what would you keep?
Yeah, so this is, a conversation that we hear every single day, and I think everybody has kind of their own opinions about that. You know, for me, especially having just gone back for my psych NP, I think that increasing mental health funding and services is definitely going to be at the top of my line. You know, even working in primary care for over 6 years, there's still so much underlying mental health issues and such a lack of providers that are out there that, you know, it's just one of those battles that we're just not winning. And I think that, you know, mental health issues, especially, you know, starting off from childhood up, really shapes the health of our adults. And I think that if we're not accessing or allowing for access of that care early on, that we're just not going to make any headway in the future for that. You know, with that, obviously, you know, improving healthcare costs is, you know, such a big battle also. You know, we have a lot of waste that's going on and just ways that we really could continue to work on making sure that healthcare costs go down so that people can afford health insurance and be able to do that. What would I keep? Wow, there's a lot that I would change. One of the things that I would keep for sure is for the ability for nurse practitioners to practice independently in states. Now, obviously, that needs improvement because nurse practitioners cannot practice independently in every state. But I think that nurse practitioners in particular are really the drivers for healthcare services, you know, now and even more so in the future. You know, you hear about physicians that are retiring, physicians that are not going into primary care or behavioral health, and that's a big problem. And nurse practitioners really are trying to fill that gap. But I think in some states where they still require collaborative physicians or agreements, you know, that really makes it difficult for nurse practitioners often to be able to provide care to the communities that need them. So keep it in the states that have it, and just really work towards getting it in all 50 states.
Yeah, I could not agree more with you on that. That is, you're just speaking to my soul right now, I'm telling you. That's amazing. This question just popped into my head because it's something that I've been curious as I've done my clinical experiences in my nurse practitioner program, and I just wanted to get your opinion. And I'm sorry for throwing this curveball at you, but do you think that kind of the autonomy for NPs and PAs has anything to do with the fact that for PAs, it has physician's assistant in their job title, and for us, it has nurse in it? Do you think that those two have been possibly misconstrued at any point by the general public that may not understand really what the scope of practice is for those two professions?
You know, I think that the misunderstanding for both of those professions is about the same. You know, I think that in the past, nurse practitioners, you really didn't see them in a lot of specialty areas. The physician assistants were kind of on the front line. But nowadays, you know, nurse practitioners and physician assistants are really sharing the same space. You know, when I work in the emergency room, I may work alongside a physician assistant, you know, and we're equal in that sense. But I think that patients, you know, either they know about nurse practitioners and physician assistants and they know the care that we provide and they're completely happy with that. And then you still have those patients who, you know, you've just done their whole visit and they say, okay, when am I going to see the doctor? So I think, you know, we have the responsibility, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, to really just educate the patients and just kind of, you know, let them know what our scope of practice is and how we can best serve them, and then, you know, allow them to make their own decisions and their own opinions. You know, I know physician assistants have a little bit of different guidelines as far as their supervision, et cetera. And I know that they're working kind of on their own end on maybe trying to either change that name or try to do some different things. So I think that that's something that's up and coming, which is fine. And I think that we have the ability to kind of really work together side by side to provide the care that our patients need.
I agree with you. I think it's really important for us to be the ones that lead the charge in the education when it comes to just the general public's idea of healthcare overall, but especially for us as nurse practitioners, me in the future, and you as an experienced nurse practitioner, to continue to define our scopes of practice and to continue to work towards autonomy and responsibility at each varying level. Because I think, especially from what I've gone through, at least over, you know, since the couple of years since everything happened with the show me your stethoscope and the doctor's stethoscope mm-hmm. and the view, I've spent 4 years of my life defining for people what nurses actually do, because there is such right. a gap in the education and there's such a misconception. So thank you for answering that huge curveball of a question. But when I've got you on here, I just had to ask you, because you've lived this and you know it so much better than I do. And I'm just thankful for your thoughts. But I will let you go, Catherine. Thank you so much. Do you have anything else that you would like to add before we close out?
You know, again, if you're looking for your CE completion and a way to organize them, you know, head over to nursingce.com, not only for that, but also for some really great blog posts and some awesome giveaways. You know, we welcome everybody to come check us out and make sure that you're staying compliant and doing so in an easy way. And, you know, keep nursing on. You know, you guys are doing an awesome job, and our patients are lucky to have you in their lives.
Aw, that's wonderful. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Again, that's Katrin Moskowitz. She is an APR and a doctor of nursing, which is so exciting. She's representing Nursing CE, and I will just echo her sentiments that there are so many different levels of nursing and nurses that are able to go and utilize the services that Nursing CE offers. You can also find them through us as a registered Wanderly user. That's at wanderly.us. They're nursingce.com. And again, it's for continuing education, all accredited, and for a lot of different people to take advantage of. So thank you again so much for jumping on, everybody. Thank you for listening. I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly. And that's another episode of The Happy Traveler. We'll see you again next week.